Hi there. Greetings, human. Do not be afraid of me, for I am here to inform you that you have been chosen to receive a most gracious blessing. What blessing, you ask? Well, child, a great blessing that very few throughout history have ever had the honor of getting. I am not a door-to-door salesman. Allow me to ask you this, child. Have you seen the news about the realms of Mythos opening up their arms to you humans? You have. Well, this makes it all the more easier for me to explain to you, for I am a great and powerful being. One who has looked down and watched over you humans for all time, and you in particular. What am I, exactly? Well, I'm an angel, one of the servants of heaven and divine protectors of humanity, and I am here to tell you that you have been hand-picked to provide food, shelter, and entertainment for me whilst I am here in the human realm. Now, human, will you invite me inside of your house, as it is a little cold out here? Thank you, human. You are most kind to me. You seem a little apprehensive. Tell me, is there something worrying you? Am I really an angel? What makes you ask that? I do not look like the biblical descriptions of them. You are not the first to say that. But you see, if I was to knock at your door or window, appearing as nothing but an eye with six wings, would you really let me in? Exactly. You would be running for the hills, traumatized for life. Although, it would make a great Halloween costume for some of us, but I digress. Is there anything else you wish to ask of me? Proof that I am who I say I am? I do not blame you for being cautious, but isn't my radiant appearance and majestic way of speaking enough proof for you, little lamb? Yes, I know my clothes do not scream divine being, but this is all I was given as to appear more human and to make you feel more comfortable. You want more proof? Like what? You want to see my wings or halo? You know you shouldn't ask such menial tasks of a being as great as myself, or you may incur the wrath of a supreme being. Nervous? I'm not nervous. I am merely insulted that you would even dare suggest that I am not who I say I am. I guess I could humor you, though, and give you a small glimpse of my wings and halo. But do not blame me if my radiance is too much for you and blinds you, as we are not meant to be gazed on by mere mortals. Now stand back and behold me. Now then, since you have seen your proof, will you stop questioning me now? I mean, if anything, you should be on your knees appreciating my greatness. For you, a lowly human, have just witnessed me, an angel, in all my glory. Now that everything has been sorted, let us get on the living arrangements, in which I will need the lard. What now? My wings. What about my wings? Yes, they were white like they should always be. No, they were not black at all. I think my divine presence has sent you crazy because my wings were not dark. What about the feather? What feather? That feather? Well, you see, bird, that's right, a crow flew in when you were looking at me and left one of its feathers behind. Look at that. You don't get crows here? What, they like seasonal or something? Oh, I know, it was Odin's ravens that had come to spy on you because he wanted you to house one of his great Valkyries. But I got here first and had to shoo it away. You know, shoo, shoo, how you go? You're not buying this, are ya? Well, shit. I guess the jig is up. Ah, you saw that my halo was cracked too. Great. Sorry for trying to deceive you, but I'm not really an angel. What I mean is, I'm not really one anymore. You see, I kinda sort of got kicked out of heaven. There, I said it. Yeah, I guess I am what you call a fallen angel, or an angel of dark. Please don't look at me like that. I already feel like crying, and I've had a really shit day. Why did I lie to you? Are you serious right now? I'm a fallen angel. I broke the rules, and I'm the bad guy. I mean, who would want to help out a bad angel? One who did something so severe that they got booted out of heaven. No, do not try and give me fake sympathy now. I do not need you to be condescending to me. What did I do wrong? You really want to know? Well, you see, I was minding my own business when my tummy rumbled and made me feel so, so hungry. So I looked around for some scraps like any normal angel would, and you believe it. But I saw some apples hanging from a tree in a garden. I couldn't believe my luck, so what I did was jump over the wall that was surrounding them and went and picked one and started to eat it. Apparently, though, it is forbidden to eat the fruit from the tree, and, well, everyone condemned me there and then. Condemned to earth as punishment. If you ask me, I think that it's a little extreme for merely eating an apple from the garden. What? Why are you looking at me like that? I'm not an idiot. Well, how should I know that it was off limits? What story in a book? You really think I would waste my time reading some old book? I'll have you know that we are very busy and free time doesn't even exist. It's not even a thing. Oh, it was in that book? Really? I must have missed that in the scripture reading course. I kinda didn't pay attention much. So, what now then? Are you gonna kick me out? You know, if money is an issue, there's a grant for looking after girls like me. So, I mean, if you were to let me stay, you could do that. Look, I'm sorry for trying to trick you, saying you've been chosen and everything, and that was bad of me. But I had no other place to go. And I mean, look, it has started raining outside too, and you wouldn't want to send me out into that, would you? Convince you. I can't really clean that well. I'm banned from cooking because of fire and fallen angel now, technically. You know, I've really been weirdly drawn to flames, but I don't know what that's about. Anyway. So you don't need help with household tasks. Well, how about I give you a massage? Yeah, a massage. Because from my divine eyes, you look all stressed and wound up inside, and, well, I know how to release that. So why don't you sit down over there and I'll get to work on you. That's it, just over there. Now that you're sitting comfortably, let us begin. But for this, I will have to use my wings too. Don't worry, I'm sure you will enjoy it and find it so relaxing and soothing. Just relax and enjoy this, as you have no need to worry. Just feel the soft embrace of my wings. Caressing your head and feel all of your stress slowly leave you. Just feel yourself floating away on a soft feather, like a cloud as you relax. Are you enjoying this? And is it enough to convince you to let me stay? I must ask if you have been taking care of yourself, as you really do feel wound up in your shoulders, even though they are relaxing somewhat. You know, it is always important to take breaks in your life and rest up. Otherwise, you will end up burnt out. You should also spoil yourself from time to time. Like I am doing to you now. Maybe even do it as a reward after a hard day of work. Or whatever else that might be draining you. I can tell this is making you tired as your shoulders are losing tension. Yes, I have done this before, but only to other angels. And never a mortal human like yourself, so you can count yourself lucky to be the first. My wings may be black, but they are just as good as normal ones. You know that if you let me stay, I could do this to you every single day if you wanted, as payment for letting me stay. Maybe I could also use my wings to stroke and caress your head and face too, because we can't forget about that. Would you like that? Well then, let me start doing it too. Your hair is really soft, you know. You must really take care of it. Is this enough now, or do you want more? So, have I done enough to convince you to let me stay? You'll let me stay? You really mean that? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I honestly thought I was doomed to have to spend time out in the rain, but I'm glad I won't have to do that now. You know, though, when I was looking for a house to pick to stay in, I had a good feeling when I looked at yours, and I'm glad to be proven right. You really are a good person, and I'm sure you will be rewarded in the future. My thanks? Oh, well, I got kicked out, so all I was given was these clothes, to be honest. So I have nothing else to wear or to bring in with me. I think we should sort out that grant too as well. I think we're gonna need it.
I was going to originally give you a few demands and needs, but after you said yes to me staying despite knowing what I am, then I couldn't possibly ask any more of you. Except maybe one thing. Well, could you please help me find a way to redeem myself? No, not right away. I mean in the future. Thank you. Well, now that that's out of the way, I guess you can give me a tour of the house so I know where everything is and I can access stuff and you can teach me what it's like to be around you. I'm sure you've got lots of nasty habits. I'm gonna have to beat the train out of you. Shall we?